F1, number 6B.
So it is quite easy to see why at that time, where people didn't have, weren't trained yet in logic and in categories, that they just didn't know how to express that so that they wouldn't be misunderstood. And so it's quite clear that they said that they were talking about the anger of the Lord. But they didn't mean that the Lord is angry. He says here, well, the Lord loves you freely. But they could see that the law of God is so definite that it doesn't let anything besides God succeed. It doesn't let anything besides God succeed. So whenever we come across some bad experience, a disharmony, a disease, or whatever it is, the first thing we say, and which is true, we say, well, that's mortal mind. The cause is mortal mind. But is mortal mind a cause? See, we cannot always, when we say anything, always give the whole story. I mean, we must be also rational when we talk, and just say what is right for the moment. But inwardly for us, we must see that mortal mind can never be the cause of disease, because mortal mind, he said, is nothing. So how can nothing be the cause of something? But what she says is that mortal mind is a solecism in language and is just a false sense of divine mind. So what happens is that the divine mind causes that any non-divine mind standpoint can succeed. It causes it. Just think that out, little by little. You see, that there are not many ways. He says they fall in the Lord's way. But the transgressors shall fall therein, in the ways of the Lord. Every standpoint outside of God breaks itself at the law of God. It isn't that the law of God breaks us, the transgressor. The law of God can never break something, can never do something, such a thing. The law of God always establishes itself. But everything which is not according to that law breaks down at that law. I don't know if I have the right words at my disposal. We could say that mortal mind and its claim, you see, is crushed by the law of God. That it is wrecked by the law of God. Or that it is scattered or smashed by the law. As mortal mind beats against the law of God, it cracks itself. It isn't that the law of God is that which destroys something. Life is not something that can destroy. Life is up, is building up, is reviving. But every standpoint which Hosea showed, which is outside of God, which doesn't start with principle as the first translation, is smashed I wouldn't even say by the law of God, but at the law of God. As we run against the law of God, we smash itself. You are fallen by your own iniquity, he says. Well, that's very important to see, because then we see there are not two laws, a negative law and a positive law. There are not two laws, one that says principle manifests itself as harmony, and mortal mind's law, which says mortal mind expresses itself as disharmony. We would establish two laws. We can't. But we must see the relationship between them. We must see the relationship and must see how they are really only one. That they are one. That they are just two sides of one coin. One looked at it positively, one looked at it from a standpoint outside of God. So, really what comes to us, say, as a patient or as a problem or anything of that kind, really comes to us because a law of God is working. We are only sick and we have only go near bankruptcy and I don't know what, because the law of God is working. Don't look at me that way. Yes, because, the law of truth says, I establish health, I establish manhood, I bring you out of Egypt, I love you, I bind you with bonds of love to me. That's what Hosea says, that's the law of health that goes on. And because the law of health goes on, and the law of health doesn't want that somebody takes an unhealthy mentality. If there would be no, you see, if that law of truth would not be working, we could have an unscientific and an unhealthy consciousness and go on with that. We would never break. That unhealthy consciousness would never express itself as disease or as a bad business or a bankruptcy or as this or that disharmony if there would be no law of God. But because there is a law of God, the law of God said, no, you can't go on doing that. You break down. You break down at the law of God. And it turns up as disease or as this or as that. But that is only the crisis and the chemicalization that manifests because God is truth and God wants to establish his own idea. Think this over. That's the prophetic age which begins to translate two-ness into oneness, where only through the prophetic age, through that translation of the Christ, which really John Morgan has shown in that book in a wonderful way, and the prophets just illustrate these things through their language, show that there is only one. But that one must be understood. That's why in our chart, you see, we have on the last row, understanding. It must be understood. It just can't be said. Just by saying that they are not doomed, just by saying that God is all in all and God is infinite and therefore there is no evil, just by saying it doesn't make it so for us. Not a bit. You will see that all the absolutists, they have the same problems as we have. All the same problems. Because they only go as far as Moses, I am that I am. They stop there, they resist principle and principle's interpretation. They resist the whole prophetic era. So let's see that, therefore, you see, herein is the Savior, herein is the help. Hosea means God is help. This is said that whenever something goes wrong, whenever we see something going wrong, we know that the law of God is at work. The first thing we say, it's animal magnetism. That's true. We say it's animal magnetism. It isn't God that gives us. That which gives a crisis and disease and so on is animal magnetism, is mortal mind. But we can't stop with mortal mind or we make mortal mind another God besides the divine mind. Then we go further to the prophetic era and say, well, the divine mind is nothing else but a standpoint besides God, which doesn't exist, and therefore it breaks down in itself. So, wake up. Return to the Lord. You see, that's the only message that always goes through every prophet which comes direct to us, a direct appeal to us. Always only return to the Lord. See, it's not like Moses said, well, thou shalt not steal, or thou shalt not do this or that. See, in the prophetic era, it's something else. The only appeal is return to the Lord, return to the understanding of principle. Then you have your oneness. So, what is Hosea fundamentally uncovering? Therefore, as we have seen, fundamentally uncovering the backsliding from principle. Let that keep in mind, you see. That is his great point, the unfaithfulness to principle, the unwillingness to go out from principle, that backsliding. He doesn't deal with specific problems. He doesn't deal with lots of phenomena of evil. What he tries to deal is with the noumenon of evil here, namely, not wanting to go out from God. That's the big evil. You know, when you would say to somebody, to anybody who has trouble and says, well, you know, the only trouble is that you don't go out from God, he may look at you and say, well, why not? Isn't it much more that I have been hateful or because I have been resentful? I say, yes, perhaps, but why have you been hateful? Why have you been resentful? You couldn't have been that if there would be no noumenon of that evil. That's only a phenomenon. To be hateful or resentful or angry or this or that. But the noumenon of it is that you didn't start from God. That was the backsliding. So, Hosea, let's keep that in mind. Hosea shows that the first big fundamental evil which we have to handle is backsliding from the Lord. That God's intention is to establish its idea. I have a way, God says, I have a way, and those they walk in it, that's all right. I have an idea. I have a standpoint, and I manifest myself as principles, idea. Walk in it. And the evil that has to be handled here is, don't fall away from that standpoint. Don't fall away from mind. Don't fall away from spirit. Don't fall away from soul. Don't fall away from principle, from life, from truth, or from love. He says, if you do fall away, well, then you go against the law of God. And going against the law of God, you break down at the law of God. Because the law of God is working, it has a Christ. If the law of God wouldn't have a Christ, we could go on doing what we would like to do without any punishment. Just could go on, it would be wonderful, huh? Just could go on what we would like to do. We could lie and steal and murder and do anything, we would never be punished for it. There would not be that unseen law of God which begins to work on us and work on us and begins to bring up a crisis in us. A mental crisis, a moral crisis, a physical crisis, whatever crisis. That's the Christ that is at work. And when that crisis comes, we begin to wake up and say, something must have gone wrong. You see? So it's something, it's the Christ touch, you see, that brings us to the point where we break down. But it isn't the Christ that breaks us down. That's different, you see. We break down because of the Christ, but it isn't the Christ that breaks us down. The Christ heals. But because we go against the law of the Christ, we break down at the law of the Christ. We don't break down because of the law of mortal mind. The law of mortal mind, there is no law of mortal mind. There's only one law, and that's mind, divine mind.